Welcome to Marooned at MacBite's headquarters. A day 373. And it's an anniversary. Did you know that?
I did.
Yes. It's 1 year to the day since Boris came to his senses and put the UK in a lockdown.
I know. I participated in the minute's silence.
When was that?
12 o'clock.
Yeah, I was a bit tired. Didn't get to bed till stupid o'clock. But obviously my thoughts are with everybody. So, how are we all doing? Oh, much excitement yesterday, wasn't it?
Technologically challenged.
Kim was in first, or she was according to this. Let me refresh. Kim again, 2 days running. Hello, Kim. Hello, Jonathan. Hello, Renee. Our 1, 2, and 3 today. Oh, there's a word that I'm not going to try and pronounce, Renee. It would embarrass us all. Autocorrect is ugly. Autocorrect. We had great fun with autocorrect, didn't we?
We did.
At the weekend in by request.
Right. I'm going to put the chicken on.
Right. You're going to chicken bother. If you chicken bother, she's going to want to come with you to chicken bother.
No, she's been out.
Mind you, I've got the dentistics, so you're quite right, maybe not. I am holding the dentistics at the moment. Oh, rough for Kim today. Oh no. A second vaccine, you've got chills and a fever, not responding to Tylenol. Oh, Kim. I know they said it could be worse, the second one. How's the head? Because headaches seem to be the number one thing that they're pushing over here. Oh, sending hugs. Great big MacBites hugs. Happy Tuesday to you, Renee. Tenants' organisation. I guess that kind of makes sense, doesn't it? Oh, I wish I knew how it was pronounced. It's going to be with a G, isn't it? It's going to sound G-ish. Never mind, I'm not going to try it. Don't worry, I'm not going to try it. So, today was supposed to be the big day, wasn't it? You're wondering. It was supposed to be the great Apple event. The great first Apple event of 2021. And is it? No. I think Tim Cook did this deliberately. Because apparently, I've gone in and had a look at it. The history of John Prosser and his leaks. Because he started in 2013 and wasn't particularly leaking anything of much value. And then all of a sudden he was. And there was a rumour when the event didn't happen that Apple had put out fake information to different people to see who leaked what. It's like some espionage series, isn't it? Anyway, apparently John Prosser had offered to sacrifice his eyebrows before. But he'd leaked correctly, so he didn't have to. So I think Tim Cook is sitting there today like Blofeld and his cat giggling away to his little self. But yeah, it should have been today. Oh, it's going to be amazing. And now it's not. Oh, no. Kim's got total body ache. No sleep last night. Took Benadryl. May have to check out early. Oh, Kim, our thoughts are with you. I guess on the upside, at least it's all done and over now. And technically speaking, you can get back to swimming sooner rather than later. So fingers crossed. If you need to go, have a good night. Hello, Paul. Yes, is it still raining? Because we're still getting pictures of it raining. Apple Park uses a vaccination venue. Yeah, because if it was, it would be the public-facing side of it. That would be the visitor's centre and the Steve Jobs Theatre. It wouldn't actually be the inner circle, as it were. So I can see that. I can see that. Jonathan is struggling to remember the last time Apple had an amazing announcement. The last time I was like, OMG, must get hands on it. There's stuff that I've wanted, you know, like they bring out a new iMac, but I wouldn't say that was actually stunning because they all look the same. I mean, if somebody walked in here, they wouldn't think, oh, look, she's just spent another $4,500. It looks exactly the same as the last one. I'm wondering if it was the iPad. The iPad was the last time I bought something from Apple completely unseen. Unless you count the AirPods, which I don't, because it was the second gen before we bothered with those. It was the second gen before we bothered with the watch. But the iPad, you know, he announced it end of January. And there was none in store to see, and we put an order in for one. And we did the same with the phone, although that was the second gen. Maybe it was as far back as the iPad. Let me know, Jonathan. Renee wanted the headphones desperately, so that was your amazing announcement. I'm not sure with the headphones. I'm not a great... Like, I don't really care about headphones. To that degree. So yes, the AirPods were handy. But what I did with the AirPods was that, you know, they were announced and I thought, no, not spending that kind of money on any earbuds. My major concern was obviously if they were as bad as the corded ones, they wouldn't fit anyway, and they'd be forever falling out. But what I did, I got a really cheap pair that weren't Apple. They were good. And I thought, if these are that good, the Apple ones must be better. So when the second ones came out, I did buy them. Headphones, I'm never really that bothered with. I would like a good pair of headphones. And I did have what I called a pair of editing headphones. Normal music headphones can be quite heavy on the bass. And if I'm editing spoken word, I don't really want to hear it to that degree. So I had a pair of Sennheisers and they were really good. I think Mike had a pair as well. I think his broke before mine did. But they broke because they had a very thin cable coming from both sides, like a stethoscope, a Y piece down the front. So after that, although I could replace the like leather pad things, it was the cable that let it down. After that, I decided... and I can't use Bluetooth with my computer before we go any further. It's got to be cabled. If I use Bluetooth, then without doing some very clever routing in a lot of software, I lose the ability to record the audio from my computer. So I try to avoid Bluetooth. But after the debacle with these cables, where like I think there was three or four pairs where the same thing happened, the fault was in the cable. It was too thin. I then decided I would always try and get DJ headphones, which you attach the cable. Basically, the headphones have got an audio jack socket on and you use a male to male cable both ends. So if the cable goes or you just want a longer cable or a shorter cable, you just change the cable. So they're the ones I've got. They're the ones Mike's got. So when Apple announced those headphones, it's like, well, they're going to be probably going to sound amazing. But I don't really have a need. So even if they'd have been cheaper, how much were they in the end? I've forgotten. I know they're expensive. I went about $450, something like that. You know, even at like $250 or $200, I would still probably have been... don't really need them. So I probably wouldn't have bothered anyway. But I'm glad you like them. Oh, the Bluetooth is sometimes sluggish. Now, the ones I've got, I've actually got two pairs of Bluetooth headphones I use with my phone. One is the one that Tracy recommended, which are the sleep headphones, which I only tend to use at night. They've got like a rubber earpieces on them, but they're that tiny, they actually go inside your ear and they don't fall out. So those I use overnight. The Bluetooth on that is amazingly fast and I've never known it disconnect. And the other ones that I've got are the ones that I think I've had them 2 years now, Tetronics, and they are there's a newer model out now, but I prefer the older model. They're £40, which is nothing, given that they've got the headphone DJ cable, they've got Bluetooth, they're noise cancelling, they're really comfortable, and they just work. You turn them on and there's none of this searching, it's just connected, and that's it. They are stunning. I might have to buy another spare pair. I did buy a spare pair. I think I need another spare pair. If these ever die, I'm going to be bereft. you probably couldn't change. No, I don't think they come off. You know, the ear pads on them, you probably couldn't change those. But for £40, I'm not going to worry. I just need a pair that sound as good as these all the time. So I wasn't really in the market for the headphones. If I had have been, I think the only thing that would have concerned me was I would have considered that the white ones would look better. But then I'd have thought, look at that mesh at the top, and I would have probably have gone for the black. But I would have worried how long they would have lasted before looking a bit shabby. But that would just be me. So what colour did you go for, Renee? I had no idea there were €629. Has the pound dropped like a stone or something? It must have done. But, you know, if that's what you use, that's what you need. I mean, look at the silly things I buy that nobody else would buy. Today I've had to break out my 14 terabyte drive because my 8 terabyte is full. So I have my 14 terabyte sat on the desk. It is making one unholy sound. So it's going to have to shift somewhere else for a start. But I need its twin before I can start using it. I also spent £220 on a Stream Deck, which 99.9% of people would have no need whatsoever for. What else do I buy that's ridiculously priced and silly? See, I don't tend to buy things that are that expensive. So like lighting kits at £900, not going to happen. They are no better than the stuff that I've got that was about £20. So I don't. But I'm sure there will be something. Oh, a NAS. A NAS, that's what I need. You see, there would be money spent. Space grey. You see, that's the colour I would have gone for. I think the blue are beautiful. I really think the blue are beautiful. Green's a bit pale for me. But I think just practicality, I would have gone for the black space grey one. I would. Will I ever get one? I don't think so. I just don't think I use it to that degree that it would be worth it for me. But who knows? Who knows? Was anybody really excited about the watch the first time they announced it? Because I must admit I wasn't. It was like, yeah, watch, fine. Can we get rid of that? Right, Mac Pro. Remember the Mac Pro. And it was because I thought, were we in the middle of bin 2.0 at that time? I honestly can't remember. But what I really wanted was a really powerful version of the cheese grater Mac. That was what I actually wanted. That is what I would have bought. And when they announced the Mac Pro 2.0 and it was the bin, I'm like, no. No, no, no. Can't say no enough. Not what I was hoping for. And it was because when you saw the size of it, one of the advantages with the cheese grater was you could just flip the side off and put as many drives in as you wanted. That was what I wanted. And I looked at this thing and I thought, well, everything's going to have to be miniaturized to fit in the case. And you know, you're not going to be able to just take a drive and slot that in. Possibly, you know, maybe one SSD. But, I might have wanted 5 or 6 SSDs in there and that wasn't going to happen. The most you could say about it was it had a lovely top to use as an ashtray. But that just never appealed. So I think Jonathan's quite right. Oh, no, Renee bought the watch immediately. See, I didn't. And Kim didn't because she thought the battery wouldn't last. That's a good point, although I think with the battery, I think most people that I heard complaining about the battery was because they had a specific use case. They wanted to use it to track sleep, which I must admit I don't particularly bother with. Why would I track my sleep? I'm either asleep or I'm not. I'm either asleep, I'm not asleep, or I'm trying desperately to get to sleep and can't. Be one of the three. And either way, you know, just looking at my watch, not going to help. It's very unusual, actually, that my watch is on charge overnight. In fact, the only time it would be on charge overnight is if I've forgotten to charge it during the day. And I don't put it on charge and, like, leave it to charge from zero. If it does get to zero, then obviously I'll charge it. And I do that maybe once or twice a month. But what I mean is I wouldn't want to lose an hour standing. So I wait until, like, top of the hour. And then I'll make sure I meander around for a bit. And then when I sit down again, I will take it off. And that gives me like an hour 55 to charge it. and then I can get up again just before the hour and walk around again. So that's what I tend to do. So I could use it for sleep tracking. I'd just never have bothered. Good night, Jonathan. I wasn't particular. That's why I think I wasn't bothered about it. I felt that its number one feature was health tracking. And at the time, I wasn't doing that. It was 2015 and I couldn't have been less interested. By the summer of 2016, I'd got myself this little stepper thing. It's about £15. The reason I'd not bothered with a stepper for many years, when did I have the last stepper? Probably 2012, 2013 or something. And at the time, it wasn't a thing that you'd put on your wrist. It was a little thing that you clip on your belt. Well, I don't particularly wear belts because I wear skirts. So I clipped it to my skirt and it was forever falling off. It was useless. So I kind of gave up on that. And it was only when I saw this thing that was reduced from about £60 to £15. And it was like a watch, only it was quite narrow. And it could actually be hooked up and take texts and things. It was actually quite advanced for the money. I never bothered with it to that degree. I just wanted the step count. And I kind of got hooked on my step count. And then I thought, Watch 2.0. And luckily, having made the decision that I wanted Watch 2.0, it was only actually about 5 or 6 weeks before it came out. And then I bought one. Oh, now there's an interesting one. I've never heard anything like that, Renee. The insurance company pays for the watch. The catch is you have to make 15,000 steps a day. I have never heard anything like that. I don't always get 15,000 steps a day. How about you?
About 10.
I'd have thought 10 to 12 for you.
Yeah.
Oh, now Kim enjoys tracking sleep. No, I've never really bothered that. So I don't even know what I'd be looking for in it. What I think with mine is if I'm wearing it overnight, if I've slept sound as anything, then I'll look and I'll have missed like 4 or 5 hours standing. But sometimes I look at it and, you know, every one. So I thought, oh, I've been tossing and turning all night. I must have been. Because it thinks that I'm moving. So that's all I do with it. I don't bother with... I should have a go, shouldn't I? I'll wait until the next update and then have a look at it. Oh, Anthony always leaves his on charge. Never slept in any watch. I wouldn't have taken off a standard watch, but I thought I might take off an Apple Watch just because I didn't want the thing to get scratched. And with the best will in the world... You know, you can't have a watch that's not scratched. That's been out of my experience since a kid. My mum gave me a watch the day I went to school and the other kids couldn't even tell the time. Do you remember me saying to you they were a little backward? No wonder I got pushed up a year before I'd even been in there 5 minutes. But every watch I had was scratched. You can't help it. You look at it and think, where did that get that scratch from? But touch wood, this is my third Apple Watch and none of them have had a scratch, which I don't understand. I mean, I am fairly careful, but you know, like sometimes we've got this like path of flagstones where we would get to the car and it's right next to the garage. So if you're walking down the path, it's to your left. And I'm thinking one day I'm going to catch this on the brick wall of the garage. And I don't want to walk any further to the right because it's grass and the dog will be under my feet. But so far, I've been very lucky with it. Or they've made the glass very, very strong. I wouldn't like to say which. So Anthony's the same. When it first came out, thought that didn't have a use for it, probably wouldn't wear it very often. And now that it has the ECG feature... She's useful to you. You've made it worth buying. Yeah, it wasn't particularly... It was literally just the step thing for me. But I did start using some of the extra features. And you can think like, oh, that was a good day. Or no, that was not a good day. And I think it is worth it for that. But would I say it was like as exciting as I felt the iPad to be? Probably not. And I think the headphones could have been if you're into that kind of thing. But there's no point me having a pair of headphones that's absolutely perfect for listening to music, because 99% of the time I'm wearing headphones, I'm editing spoken word audio. So I need one that sounds good for that, which is less bassy. I don't know where they could take that either. I'm thinking, what could they do with those headphones that would make me think like, oh, yes, now I need a pair like the watch? And I don't know. I really don't. I don't think it's possible, but we'll see. Oh, Renee gets 15,000 every day. Oh, that is so good. But Kim might attach it to Kiva to get 15,000 every day. I have thought of that, you know. What mischief are you in? Oh, we're missing a Kim-approved dentist stick. Is that the problem?
Didn't she have one?
She did, but she's now having another one. Have you got a problem with that, Daddy?
Not at all.
Right, what's that?
She doesn't question what I eat.
Come on. Good girl. Right, she's quite happy now. She's got a red dentist stick. She's a happy little bunny. Do you know, I think if I walked an hour, I don't think I'd get 15,000. I remember having it marathon day. No, don't panic. I wasn't doing a marathon. Nobody wants to see that, especially me. But because the marathon goes right past our house, we couldn't drive to church. Well, no, that's not technically true. We did drive to church, but we drove to church about 7:30 in the morning before we couldn't move the car. We then left the car at church and walked home. So that was a mile walked home. And then in the afternoon, we walked back to church where the car was. So at least the walking we were doing was in the daytime before it was, you know, like in the morning, freezing cold and half dark. But I don't think I got 15,000 steps that day. And that's a 2 mile walk. Why am I not getting it? How far do you go, Renee? Not in terms of steps, but in terms of like kilometres or miles. Because, you know, that's 4.4K. And I didn't get 15,000 steps. I must be gliding. 6,000 an hour. Yeah, that would probably be about right. We were ambling up there because we went through. There's a football field near us. It's probably got about 3 or 4 football pitches on it, hasn't it? Mm. I think it has a name, but I don't know what the name is. And we were walking past there and people were walking dogs. And this was before we had Lola and after Maya. So obviously it took us all day to get to church because I'm like, oh, look at that dog. Let me go and play with it. So that was pretty much all day. Do you remember? I don't think we'd left the church about 50 yards before we found a dog. It was a Labrador. Mm. And Nina's like, she's talking away to me. And then she realised that she'd walked on and that I'd stopped and I was petting this dog. And she's like, oh, it's going to take us all day to get home at this rate. Every dog we came to that was out watching the marathon, I'm like, oh, let me play with the dog. We got there in the end. I would say, yeah, I think, Anthony, it's not just your feet, is it? It doesn't actually. Now, you can put it on some kind of walking exercise, but I don't think that actually affects the steps. And that will tell you how far you have actually gone. But steps is more, it's misnamed, to be honest. It's more like activity. So, yeah, if you were swinging your arms like crazy as you were doing it, you may touch the 10,000 then, but you would look a complete idiot, wouldn't you? Mind you, I see people. We went to this dinner. The one with that hideous so-called comedian. And I'm sitting there thinking, darn it, I can't get up. We're in the middle of the speeches. And I'm thinking, I don't want to lose an hour standing. So you very carefully put your arm under the table and just start rocking it from side to side. The thing was, the girl opposite had this big grin on her face and she was doing the same. She pulled her hand out from under the table and pointed at her watch and then put it back, and the two of us were there like waving to each other under the table. I think people know what you're doing now. So maybe you wouldn't be looked at as if you were a complete idiot. Oh, Renee, this is clearly what I need to do. Crochet hits 10,000 without standing up. Mind you, I've never crocheted. My gran did a bit of crochet, but she preferred just knitting. I think my aunt could do it a bit. I think gran was better than my aunt. But I think for gran, she liked to see something like a jumper come together, something big. And crochet was far more delicate. So she liked, well, she started knitting because she had, I think it was 5 brothers. And we're talking back in the day, probably about age 14, 15. So about 1920, 22. She was knitting jumpers because, you know, she didn't knit a jumper, they didn't have any clothes. So that's where I think she got like, oh, I want to make something useful. But she could actually crochet. She taught me to knit, but she never did actually manage to teach me to crochet. It interfered with football practice. Which she could never fathom. Why don't you do girl things? She says, like, because, Gran, that's boring. That was me. What can I say? Real tomboy. Why isn't Elaine knitting? And my mum would say, she's climbing a tree. Leave her be. Oh, Mr. T has got his first job on Thursday. Does he get to choose, Tracy? Or is it just what they're given? It seems here it's by venue. So if you happen to know that one centre is giving out Pfizer and you want Pfizer, then you need to go to that venue, which seems a bit odd. I would have thought the Pfizer, with it being so much more expensive, would have run out by now, but apparently not. But it still only seems to be the two here. Anthony is found with a hand washing thing. Even if you do it for 20 seconds, the wash doesn't always recognise it. So you flick your wrist from side to side and then it thinks I'm still washing my hands. Do you know, I'd totally forgotten about the hand washing thing that they added. Because I felt like, didn't that come in like October? And we're like, yeah, we're past that now. Now we're worried about vaccines. I haven't honestly heard many people still doing the hand washing thing. There was a story that came out here. I don't know if it went global, but apparently McDonald's have a thing in normal times where there is a real time. There's a monitor in the kitchen of each franchise. And in real time, it updates with stats from other McDonald's stores and your store in terms of how long people are waiting for food and how many think burgers are served and stuff like that, and they use it to drive competition. The thing is, they've not got rid of it in COVID times, and I can imagine it being, I mean, even the least competitive person, I can imagine with those stats staring you in the face, it would motivate you. And what people are saying is that half the staff are not bothered with this thing at all because, you know, COVID. And the other half are still being motivated by it. But it means that new rules that came in, like you've got to wash your hands every 30 minutes, are being ignored. And it reminded me of when I was at a certain company and they put a league table in place. Or they tried. Well, they did, I guess. And I thought, he said, we're putting this, you know, we're in a big staff meeting, he said, I'm putting a league table in place. And I'm like, whoa, what for? What do you mean? And it was how much you'd won for your clients. They're not how many cases you'd won, but how much you'd won. Now, you might think, well, that's the same thing. It's not. Because as the cases came in, they were pre-filtered by a partner. And the cases that involve like really serious injury would be given to more experienced litigators. So the junior staff were never likely to get hold of a £1 million case. So they really stood no chance of getting to the top of a league in terms of if the league was based on how much money you won for your clients, because you have lower value cases. So it was really an ego thing for him. But I remember being absolutely horrified. Can you imagine that you'd had an accident and you were seriously ill and you discover that, you know, that winning your case pushed them over in their in-house petty league? It's disgusting. So he rattled on. And at the end, he was like, so we're all OK with that, aren't we? And like the ones who were more senior were like, oh, yeah. Because they knew they stood a chance of winning. And there was a prize involved as well. And I just said, no, I'm not doing it. And it was like, what? Because you were like one of the more junior staff, because I was barely out of training. I just thought it was disgusting. And that's pretty much what McDonald's are doing. We're now cleaning our feet, Daddy.
Oh.
I've no idea why she's cleaning her feet, but she's cleaning her feet. Oh, they don't have a choice, Renee. It's AZ or nothing. Well, then there's good news from the States. Apparently 100% positive. Excellent. Paul, that's so cute. Remembers when he got his first stepper and the kids decided to walk around with it trying to help. I think that's brilliant. Oh. And Mrs. R gets a free Apple Watch every year too. That's a good idea. That is a good idea. Okay, catching up. It'll probably be due to age and underlying conditions. There doesn't seem to be that much difference. But that might be good news, given how badly baby Tracy reacted to the other one. So that might be good news. It listens to the sound of running water. I think I tried it once, you know how you do. And obviously I did the A-Lady one. Sing for 20 seconds, and she does, about washing your hands, which was kind of cute the first 10 times you heard it. But when she starts screaming that out in the middle of one of Mike's webinars, because he said something and we've no idea what, it's a bit testing, isn't it, Mike? Why don't you tell them what happened to you today with your video compression issue?
Which I'm still trying to deal with.
This is funny.
A few months ago, I got an email from a guy at work who said, I believe you can help me do some video editing. Somebody had passed my name on to him.
Ooh.
So now I seem to have become his go-to person every time he wants a video editing. So I said, yeah, no problem. So he sent me one today. He said, can you chop the first 1 minute, 5 seconds off? When I looked at it, it was more like 1 minute, 30 seconds, because there was a bit of silence at the beginning. And someone says, it's 2 o'clock. Should we start? So I thought, well, that better go. And he wanted a slide add-in at the beginning. So I converted this PowerPoint into a JPEG and I put it into Camtasia and I then did the export to MP4. And 5 hours later, it had only done 37%. So I thought, what I'll do is I'll cancel this. I'll download it onto my own Mac and I'll do it on Camtasia on here.
This was why. This was after I'd asked you why you didn't do that in the first place, of course.
Yeah. Because it was supposed to be on Camtasia 8, which is what I've got to work, and which isn't forwards compatible with Camtasia 2020 for Mac.
What he means is, think Jurassic Park.
Yeah, pretty much.
So then what happened?
Think Philistines. Going back to Slack. So then you said to me, well, stick this USB...
I've got a fast USB driver, SanDisk Extreme.
In your work laptop, transfer it across. So I stuck my USB drive into my laptop, my work laptop, and it doesn't recognise it because I then remembered that the USB ports have been disabled. Not totally. They're disabled for devices that can read write data. So pen drives, external drives. You can charge your iPhone, but you can't actually see, you know, the photos or anything on the iPhone.
Useful. So, it didn't work.
Yeah.
But you had another plan.
Did I?
Yeah, box.
Oh, yeah. Well, I actually used Google Drive in the end. So, I've transferred the two files over from Google Drive onto my Mac. And I tried dragging the MP4 into Camtasia. And it's something like 300 odd gig. Not gig, meg. And it's beach balling, so I'm now trying to fix that. I had to not alt control delete, command control escape out of Camtasia. Oh, we got a text off my mum this morning at 7:50. Talk's down.
Oh, I mean, honestly, what are you supposed to do about that from here?
So at 8 o'clock when I rang her, I said, right, I'm logging into your Talk account, but I can't get anywhere. She said, oh, I'll leave it and ring them at 1 o'clock. I said, they'll only tell you what... No, she said, I'll ring them later. I said, they'll only tell you what I'm telling you. So she said, I'll leave it, and if it's not back by 1 o'clock, then I'll ring them. Anyway, he's back now.
Do you know what I mean? I just can't imagine me saying, oh, the internet's down. I'll leave it for 5 hours and see if it comes back.
She said, his school have sent me an email. I said, I tell you what, why don't we give school your Gmail address?
Oh, yeah, did she? I thought she had access to a TalkTalk on her phone.
Yeah, but TalkTalk mail was down.
Oh, right, I'm with you.
That's the problem.
Oh, TalkTalk. I mean, seriously. They're an ISP, if you're wondering. Only it's more like deaf than talk. They're useless. Absolutely useless.
Right, can't tell you.
Having said that, she's in a very dodgy area. I mean, it's a beautiful place to live, beautiful flat. But the first time we went there, I remember saying to you, I've got no signal. So what we did, this is a classic. It was like there was literally no 4G signal, 3G signal, or even an edge signal. There was nothing. It was like the phone was like, where are you? Because this isn't good. So I went to the toilet and I that went going through the hall. And it's a flat, so it's all on one layer, one level. As I passed the router, I thought, I wonder. So I had a quick look round. No one was looking. Turned it round. And there on the back of it was the SCID and the password. So took a quick photo of that, went in the toilet, connected myself to the Wi-Fi and went on Wi-Fi calling and I said, I'm back. So the brilliant thing about that was Mike and I sat next to each other on the sofa. And Mike said, I'm not, I've got nothing. She's saying, would you like a biscuit with this tea I'm making? Like, turn it on, right, like put that SCID in. And then just wait. And I put my phone next to Mike's and he said, do you want to share this password with Mike? I went, yep. And then within seconds, we were live again. But it's hard to believe in this day and age. There are locations like that in Greater Manchester, for crying out loud, where you've got zero signal. I mean, in the middle of a field, maybe. But these houses are, there's not like one house in the middle of a field. There are plenty of houses close by. So I wonder what happens with them. And at least your mum and dad are on the first floor.
Yeah.
Can you imagine what it's like on the ground? You must have absolutely nothing.
Mm.
Have you finally got your data on your Mac?
Yeah.
Here's hoping that that'll be dealt with before it's needed, because at this rate, it would have taken the best part of a week and a half. Oh, dear, dear me. So what other adventures have I had today? Let me have a think. Oh, you might all need to sit down for this because I nearly did. Put a blog post up. I know you're surprised. So was I. Don't panic. It's just all the videos you've probably already seen. It was the Affinity Publisher videos. I've put them all together in one post, intending every time there is a new one to add it to the post. See, that's genius, isn't it? Add it to the post. So I did manage to do that, which was quite an achievement. Because there was a new version of Ulysses yesterday, which I've been beta testing, and it was working fine in the beta. So gets the proper one. And it did work. Let's put it like that. It did work, but I did have to fiddle around a bit. And I've also decided, looking at Ulysses, I think the way when I started using it, it was just like you've got the library at the side. Let me know if you use Ulysses or anything with a library, in fact. So this library's at the side, which means it's not an application like Pages or Word, where you open a file, work on it and close it. You've got this library. And in a way, if it has a library, then that's great. Everything's together. But in another way, if you've got very, very different materials in there, you've got to come up with some kind of organisation in the library that makes total sense so you can quickly find something. So my use of it, I just kind of started using it and then retrospectively thought, oh, hang on, that goes with that and that goes with that. And I started playing Snap. Then I went back to it and I thought, I'm not using this as much as I could. Why not? And it was because the library wasn't organised enough. So I then reorganised the library into what I thought was like perfect. And I'm looking at it now and do you know the problem with it? It's not para. And if it's not para, I'm like, I have no idea where anything is. So I might have to reorganise the library again. But they have made a few changes that I really do wonder whether they think they're an improvement. Because for the way that I use the app, it's not. You ever had that with any app? That they bring out an improved version and it's not. They've moved something or they've grouped things together, you know, and they just don't work. That's what I love about things like Notion. When we look back, Mike's presidential year started in April 2019. And obviously we'd been planning it for the previous 6 months. And we had during that 6 months put Notion in place. So I said, well, the obvious way to organise it is Notion. So we did, and we built a system in there. So it's like, well, there's going to be events, and there's going to be this, and there's going to be that, there'll be the radio station. So we built the whole thing out in Notion. And we used it for the entire year. When we go back to it now, we're like, how did we cope with this? It's so bad. You know, it didn't have like a dashboard or things like that. We actually went straight to the page that we needed. But that's the beauty of Notion. You can then redesign everything without destroying what you've already built. But in Ulysses, it's slightly different. Now, obviously, the problem with Notion, you can export, but the exports aren't brilliant. You can get a PDF and it's not bad. It's nothing like as pretty as the PDFs from Craft. And sometimes it would be great to actually just publish it to your blog, which is where Ulysses comes in. It does the publishing to the blog. And it does that very, very well. But I swear, every update, I'm not going to say improvement, every update in the last year to 18 months has made it more difficult if what you're doing is sending it to a blog. So I'm at that stage where I'm trying to sort out the sending of it to a blog. At the same time as I'm thinking the library's not working, so I need to reorganise the library. So that was some fun that I had. And I've been crafting. I've been putting things in craft. Lola, what are you doing? Where's your chicken? She's no idea. She's lost her chicken. That's probably the problem. So what have we got planned for the rest of the week? I told you my week looks alarming. I'm basically in a level one holiday mode because we're on holiday 9 days. No, 8 days. 8 days and we're on holiday. Ah, you see, Dad's left you, hasn't he? He whipped out and left you. And you're then stood there looking disgusted. Can't get the staff, can you? You should see her face. So, I could pretty much do whatever I wanted for the rest of the week, which is even more scary, isn't it? Come on, let me know what you've got planned for the rest of the week. Oh, and the other thing I need to do is obviously plot and plan. When will this Apple event happen? Because can I just point out, it's still March next week. It would be the 30th of March, but why couldn't they put it on there? And if it was April, when would they plan it? They don't usually put it on the day after a bank holiday. And the 6th of April is the day after a bank holiday. And it's in our holiday. If they pushed it further than that, would they dare put it on the 13th of April? You know, bad connotations. The 12th of April is our anniversary. They have done Mondays before, so you never know. And if they let it get to the 20th of April, that does seem very strange because it's likely that the WWDC thing, last year's was the third week in June, but normally it would be the 7th of June this year. So what do you think? What do you guys think? You've gone very quiet in the chat, which makes me wonder. Oh, a mailing thingy. Ooh. And then a letter should do a mass mail shot to customers. What do you use for that? Do you use the mail merge thing in Word or something different? Thursday, Anthony's got a meeting with several other blind organisations about holding a virtual tech event. Ooh, now that sounds interesting, doesn't it? How good are the platforms, the online conferencing platforms, with people with visual issues? I wouldn't suspect they were that good, but maybe they are. I know Apple generally is very good. You've no idea what to use for the mail merge. Well, Word works well. Pages does not. But of course, there's always Affinity Publisher if you're going to get really clever with it and do a data merge. Oh, that would be exciting. You could customise your brochures if you did that. That would be kind of cool. Instead of sending a covering letter, that could be part of the brochure. I'm liking that idea. The contact info is in Excel. That's not a problem. Affinity Publisher links directly to Excel, which I was quite surprised with. I'm more used to using CSV. But as you... Don't look at me. I didn't leave you. He did. So standing there creating with me, you're not going to cut any ice, is it? Go settle down. Or tell Daddy you're not happy. Don't tell me. Daddy went down to sort dinner out because we've not even eaten. I don't even remember lunch. It was that long ago. Yeah, I opened up Excel and I had the data in Excel, and I thought the one benefit of Excel with the data is that you can do a lot of triage and sorting all the data out without then having to export it. And the extra little bit that I put in was the formatting at the top and freezing the panes so you can actually check all of the data. But all of that, of course, it depends if you've set, if you've caught up. Have you caught up, Tracy? Decided to make the brochure available as a URL plus a QR code on the physical letter. Otherwise, cost an arm and a leg to send. That's true. If you're digitally sending it, you'd be okay. She's grumpy with you.
Why?
She yipped in complete disgust that you disappeared and not taken her with you.
Really?
Yep. She
Come
did.
Come on, then.
See?
That's totally fair.
Laugh of it is. You know, oh, no, I thought... Sometimes what she does is she just plays with Mike's mind. She gaslights him. She creates... So he stands up and he goes over to the door and opens the door. She gets up and starts dancing around him like she's going to go outside. And then when he opens the door, she nutmegs him and goes and back and lies on her bed as though, ha, got you. Dogs, they're so intelligent. Oh, dear, dear, dear. It's going to be a hybrid approach. It sounds fascinating, Tracy. It does. Oh, yeah, so I guess you're posting these things rather than... I was imagining customised PDFs that were being emailed, but clearly not. But yep, QR code, good idea. People now understand what a QR code is. It's quite stunning. If I'd have said to somebody at church a year ago, yeah, put a QR code over there for that, they would have looked at me like I was barking mad. Now we have QR codes on the doors of the church. And they waft their phones at them and they are completely au fait with them all now. So there's one good thing to come out of COVID. People understand it. What's to nutmeg? Nutmeg is a term from football. And it means when you are... So imagine you've got an attacker going for goal and they approach a defender and make to go round them, but they put the ball through their legs. If a defender gets nutmegged, it's quite embarrassing for them. Because you look a bit silly if you let the ball go straight between your legs. Goalkeepers have also been known to be nutmegged. Basically, the attacker makes it look like they're going one way, but they push the ball through the defender's legs or the keeper's legs. So that is to nutmeg. It's not a good thing. You look a bit of a fool if you get nutmegged. Oh, Renee's survey has to connect to a data merge as well. Start to experiment with Servio.com. Not tried them. When was the last time I actually did a data merge in anger? You know, like for letters and stuff, probably a long, long time ago. I tend to use my data merges in like potentially weird ways where like I want dated pages or something like that. So not quite. I mean, you could do a demonstration of that, but most people, when they think of a data merge or a mail merge, they think of it as being like names and addresses or something like that. But I tend to do different stuff with data merges. So I could create like a 5-year diary from some data. So I do the design in Affinity Design and Publisher once, and then I merge it with the data, and then I've got like 5 years worth. So that's how I tend to do it. So my merge data it's data that you'd probably have to create rather than, oh, here's some data that we've pulled off the mainframe or wherever, their names and addresses. But the benefit of that is it's a bit like the bulk importers when it comes to Notion. The bulk importers make the difference between it being able to use it and not. Mike and I were just discussing last night, we had one of our meetings last night, and we were just discussing whether to make the mails and the reminders that we send for after hours are added on a weekly basis as a group. A chunk of them. And we were just discussing whether it would be a good idea to just do a bulk import for until Christmas, because we know when they're going to be until Christmas, because I'm not leaving the house on a Friday night, not even for a gold bar. So we know exactly when they're going to be. And that way, when you come to use Notion, it's like using a system. Whereas if you get to Notion and you're like, OK, I need to do this week's mails, but it becomes a job of, I need to add the show, I need to add the poster, I need to add the link, I need to add the mails, then it feels very fragmented and broken. Whereas if you've organised it in hand with things like the bulk import, it's more of a system that you've built that you can then just jump into and use rather than basically building it each week. So we discussed that because that's causing a problem. We've got marooned mails going up to whenever, but we do not have these reminders and announcements. So watch this space for yet another bulk importer. Now, I put my bulk importers in Google Sheets, but you can just as easily use Excel. The reason I don't is I personally prefer Google Sheets. I know they're not as powerful as Excel. There's just something about Excel. The other day, I lost my temper with it. There I am, and I'm putting in equals something. And at that point, I needed to go and refer to something, and it wouldn't let me out. Unless I actually deleted what I'd already put in the cell, it wouldn't let me out. Because when I said, well, yeah, just let me press OK and then do what I need to do. No, it wouldn't do that. It said there's an error in this. Would you like me to fix it? And then it haired off down this is going to take the best part of the rest of your life to sort out manoeuvre. So I just ended up deleting it. So Google Sheets for me, but same thing. Tracy's watching in episodes. That's interesting. Let me know how it works in episodes. Renee found out Google Docs does a wonderful PDF OCR. It does, and the other thing that it does very, very well, and I think Word and Pages will do this, but the thing with Google Docs is, you know, it works the same on every device and platform. It does very good speech recognition. So you could actually just talk to it as well, which is quite surprising. It's amazing what it can do, and, you know, what apps in general can do that isn't exactly front and centre and you wouldn't trip across. So unless somebody's done a tutorial on it and you happen to be looking to do that with it, what I enjoy doing is finding stuff that's like, whoa, I would never have thought of using that to do that, but that works. I mean, if I was putting in these, which is how we're doing it at the moment, the automation we've got in Notion for the emails for after hours is on a week by week basis. So I push a button and it generates the socials and the emails on an episode by episode basis that I then only have to change the title of. But if I built a bulk importer, then I wouldn't need to change the titles. The beauty of that being, if we have a mail and it's called like reminder after hours 0121, if I were to just drag that down in Google Sheets, it would create the next one 0122 and so forth. So it would actually be quicker. And it would mean that that placeholder for the mail for like June is there if you want to add something to it. So if we hear that WWDC is going to be a certain date, then I can whip into the placeholder for the mail and put a note in there, don't forget the WWDC stuff. But at the moment, you know, we wouldn't have a mail for June because they're done on a weekly basis. So I foresee another bulk importer very, very soon. Oh, so Mr. D wanted the brochure that you've made in Affinity Publisher converted to Word so he could easily edit it. Oh, dear, Tracy. Oh, dear, oh, dear. That's a point, actually, isn't it? We know it would be really great, and I don't know whether they'd do it. I would have said no, they definitely wouldn't do it because for version 2, because I expected Data Merge to be in version 2. But there is the way InDesign works. There is InDesign, and there is another completely separate application called InCopy. And what InCopy lets you do is edit the text of an InDesign file without ever opening InDesign. In fact, I think InCopy is free because it's pretty useless unless you've got InDesign to hook it into. So it would be amazing if you could do that. If they had like Affinity Publisher copy, and then somebody who doesn't know Affinity Publisher could go into this other application and edit the text, and that would be reflected in Affinity Publisher. That would be pretty stunning. I don't know if that's the way they would ever want to go, but that would be good. I don't know how he did it, but he said he'd do it himself from the PDF. Oh, dear. PDF Expert could export a PDF to Word. It could, but the result of it's going to depend on where it came from in the first place. If you have a Word file and you convert it to a PDF and the receiving person wants to convert it back into being a Word file, it'll convert fairly well. But if it was done in InDesign, then it's not going to convert that well at all. So the result depends on how the PDF was created in the first place. There's the technical side of it, of yes, technically you can do that. And then there's the practical side. For instance, if the PDF of the document was made from a scan, it's not going to be great at all. You could always persuade him, you know, that maybe learning Affinity Publisher is a good idea. But then I don't know if that is actually a good idea. maybe, is it the text he wants to change or the layout? If it's the text, then you that's quite easy to switch in and out, isn't it? Give or take. So you could take the text out as marked up text and he could edit that. If it's the layout, that's going to be a tinge trickier. Why would he ever want to edit your fantastic work? Maybe educating him to come round to your way of thinking would possibly be faster. Works with you, doesn't it, Mike?
Well...
He's not listening to a blind word, which right now is probably a good idea. How it turns out in terms of that, I mean, PowerPoint can now do it. But back in the day, you know, people would give Mike a document, a PDF, and say, can you convert that to Word? And Mike would open it and it'd be like, but this is a PowerPoint file that's been turned into a PDF. So the short answer is no. Longer answer, why in the name of all that's holy would you want to do that? Because it's a PowerPoint file. But people do. People do. Again and again and again. Oh, he wanted it translated to Catalan and you've no idea if he changed something in it. Ah. Oh, and he threw a wobbly because he didn't have complete control over the document. Ah, that's a boy thing, I think, Tracy. Yeah, now you see... Having multiple languages in a single document, that would be made possible by having this external editing app. You could have a different language on a different layer, and that way you wouldn't have to keep multiple files. So maybe all of this is coming in version 2, because that would be really cool. That would be great. Well, is it dinner time?
It is.
It is. So I need to sign off.
And Paul's got a Teams meeting.
Hmm?
Paul's got a Teams meeting.
Oh, another Teams meeting. Oh, no. Oh, no. Good night to you, Paul. Enjoy your meeting, if that's possible. We will head off and have something to eat, and then we will be back with you tomorrow. Oh, how could it be the middle of the week tomorrow already? I don't know. It should be Sunday. It feels like Monday to me. I must have missed a day somewhere, but never mind. Okay then, for the moment I'm going to say good night from me
and good night from me,
and we will both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.